6. A Christchurch mother's causing controversy, to say the least, after throwing wild parties for teenagers as young as 16. You may have seen this story around today. Around 400 underage teens flocked to Teresa Soper's parties, where kids have been drinking and even smoking drugs. Charming. The last one ended in tears when police riot squad showed up, and this created a lot of controversy in Christchurch. Kidspot Managing Director and mother of 6, Heidi Bolger, is with us. Good evening to you.
Good afternoon, Chris.
This all sounds a bit nuts to me. She sounds like she's mad.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I think most parents do the best they can for their teenagers, but I've got to admit, it's not something I'd be advocating.
I mean, I'll give the mum some credit, because what she's told the media is that you can't control what your daughter does outside the house, but you can certainly control them when they're inside the house. So she thinks creating a safe space for them, what, by allowing teenagers to drink and smoke drugs is the way to go. Your reaction to that?
I don't see how having 400 underage teenagers in your home can be supervised adequately. If you've got young people there, they're vulnerable. And if they're drinking and smoking drugs, A, it's illegal. And secondly, it absolutely cannot be supervised correctly. So I actually think these young people are in danger.
I do too. You've got 4 teenagers. What pressures are you under as a mum to look after them?
Look, there is pressure. You have your teenagers coming to you and, you know, saying there's a party and there's going to be alcohol there, and you do have to really have a good think about how you're going to deal with it. I advocate that we need to teach and treat our young people with some respect and teach them how to drink and teach them what the rules are around it. You know, encourage them to say, like, what sort of, you know, person do you want to be? What sort of adult do you want to be? And with that comes responsibilities, and responsibilities around drinking. I think that underage drinking should absolutely be supervised. I think the parents or other parents should be in control of it. And just allowing 400 young people to be drinking and smoking drugs is just not the way we want our teenagers being brought up.
No. I mean, this mum has said that children have a lot of power these days. And I thought, well, it depends on how much power you give a child in the first place.
I agree, Chris. I totally agree. There are rules in place that enable parents these days, when they do get those hard questions around drinking, you know, to say to them that these days, if they're underage, you have to have a letter from the parents saying that they can do it. I don't think she'd have 400 letters there saying that. That the parents need to be in control of the alcohol so that they can supervise, you know, how much children are drinking. And, you know, I think we need to bring our kids up, you know, talking about it, you know, being shown how to drink alcohol by grown-ups, you know, properly. And, you know, I think it's great having a safe environment. You know, with my older 2 children, when they were teenagers, there was the underage raves, there was the big foam parties, all with no alcohol. Our young teenagers these days don't have that. Those have all gone. So there definitely is a gap right now for, you know, the 15, 16-year-olds, that there is nowhere for them to go. So I recognise there's that gap, but I think introducing, you know, drinking and smoking into such a large, you know, it's supervised, but I don't think it's very adequately supervised for 400 people.
No.
That's not the way to do it. So I give her some credence that, yep, there's definitely a gap, and I've seen the gap between my older 2 teenagers and my younger 2 teenagers, but I don't think that's probably the best way to go around it.
No, I'm trying to be sympathetic to her, but I'm finding it difficult to do that anyway. Kidspot Managing Director and mother of 6, Heidi Bolger, nice to speak with you. Thanks for your time.
Good evening.
18 to 6.
The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And joining us on the Huddle this evening, Nick Leggett from the Porirua Chamber of Commerce. Good evening, Nick.